Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral. A word of welcome also to our brothers and sisters who are following us through the television, the radio, or internet. We gather on the second Sunday of the Easter season. It's also dedicated to the Divine Mercy. We thank God for having shown mercy to His wayward apostles and forgiven them. We ask the Lord to also extend that mercy toward all of us when we are led astray from Him. We do so now by calling to mind our sins and ask the Lord now for pardon and strength. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. God of everlasting mercy, who in the very recurrence of the Paschal feast kindle the faith of the people you have made your own, increase, we pray, the grace you have bestowed, that all may grasp the right understand in what they found they have been washed, by whose spirit they have been reborn, by whose blood they have been redeemed. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. Yet more than ever, believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus, they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or another of them. A large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. The word of the Lord.
Of Israel say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord helped me. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. The joyful shout of victory in the tents of the just. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, His love is everlasting.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, your brother, who share with you the distress, the kingdom, and the endurance we have in Jesus, found myself on the island called Patmos because I proclaimed God's word and gave testimony to Jesus. I was caught up in spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a voice as loud as a trumpet, which said, "Write on a scroll what you see." Then I turned to see whose voice it was that spoke to me. And when I turned, I saw seven gold lampstands, and in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, wearing an ankle-length robe with a gold sash around his chest. When I caught sight of him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the one who lives. Once I was dead, but now I am alive forever and ever. I hold the keys to death and the netherworld. Write down, therefore, what you have seen and what is happening and what will happen afterwards." The word of the Lord.
According to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe. Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Traditionally, on Easter Sunday, Catholics would flock to the church, and the women would be dressed in their Easter dress and the Easter hat, and the men, of course, would wear the Sunday's best. And usually, with a crowd that big, it sometimes influenced the priest to preach a little bit longer than usual. As it happened on Easter Sunday, a priest was preaching, going on 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and then going on 25 minutes. And then finally he said, My dear brothers and sisters, what more can I say? And then from the back of the church, a voice could be heard saying, How about an amen? And of course, after Mass, as the priest walked out, he read the people in the back of the church, and an elderly lady coming out in her walker, and she noticed he had a Band-Aid on his face. And so she asked him, I said, Father, what happened to your face? And the priest said, Well, I was shaving this morning, but then I was concentrating on my homily, so I accidentally cut my face. And the elderly lady said, Well, that's too bad. Next time, you concentrate on your shaving and you cut the homilies. It is customary that the Eastern Catholics on this, during the Easter season, they would tell jokes or humors so they can laugh along with Jesus. You see, during the Holy Week, on Good Friday, the devil thought that he had defeated Jesus by colluded with the evil people and they drum up a charge, and then they tortured him and crucified him. Finally, he died on the cross. And after that happened, the devil thought he had defeated God. But Jesus had the last laugh because he rose from the dead, and with his death, he destroyed death itself. And so the people in the eastern section of the world, they would be telling humorous stories to laugh along with Jesus himself. And on the reading stage, you can hear how inspired and how hopeful, how joyful all the readings are. Even, for example, today in the Gospel, we might hear there's a conflict between Thomas and Jesus, but actually it's a very wonderful, hopeful story. See, Thomas was dubbed as the twins. Now, there's several different legends to why he was called Thomas the Twins. Some say that because he looked like Jesus. If he did, he would be a very handsome man, because Jesus, being a God without any sins at all, his face was perfectly symmetrical. And so Jesus was a very wonderful, handsome person. So Thomas looked like Jesus, he would look very handsome as well. But I don't think that's it. Others say that perhaps he might have a twin who was very famous. And so when they called Thomas, have called the twins to distinguish him from the other half, where this very famous Thomas. But I don't think that's one either. I think the third explanation is much more suitable. And it says that if we read between the lines, Thomas twins is actually all of us. We are a mixture of doubt and fear, of belief and unbelief. We are the what you call the combination of both. And so in that sense, we look very much like Thomas in our own way. Because of our perhaps our failures and our lack of faith. And so we look like Thomas. Now to answer the question, why wasn't Thomas there when Jesus appeared to the apostles? As you remember, these apostles, they have put all their faith and trust into Jesus for 3 years. They traveled with him and they have witnessed the miracles where he walked on water, he multiplied the loaves and fish, he even raised the dead to life. And of course, his preaching was so mesmerizing, it would draw hundreds and thousands of people. And so they have put faith into this Jesus Christ, whom they hope would establish Israel as the top again. But then he was captured, he suffered, and then he died. And so all their hopes and dreams were crushed. And so one by one, they would leave the band. Two of them went to Emmaus, and Jesus had to walk with them for 7 miles to Emmaus and explain the scriptures to them. Even then, they did not understand. Their hearts were burning, but they did not recognize him. Until they came into the place where they're supposed to rest, Jesus took the bread, broke it, the very action he did before. And so with that, their eyes were opened, they recognized Jesus. And even though it's in the middle of the night, they got out and turned right back to Jerusalem. Another case where we hear St. Peter said, I'm going fishing. He just said out loud to the apostles, and the others said, we're following you. So they returned back to what they knew best. They went fishing. And all night they caught nothing. And again, Jesus now had risen from the dead. He had to appear at the Sea of Galilee and tell them, cast a net on the other side. Something he did to Peter before when he called him. And so Peter did that, and they caught the net full of fish. And so they again returned back to Jerusalem. Perhaps Thomas was doing something like that. He was devastated, and he thought perhaps he had to find himself somewhere else. And so he left the group, and when he wasn't there, Jesus appeared to the other 10, and they told him, Thomas, we have met our Lord. He is alive. And Thomas said this not because he did not have faith in God, but because he was hurt. He said, no, unless I put my finger into Jesus' hand and my palm into his side, I will not believe. He said this because he was hurt. And so the day when Jesus came and Jesus called Thomas over, and he did not rub it into Thomas like he did with St. Peter. Recall on that faithful Good Friday, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And when Jesus came back from the dead, he did not come to Peter and said, Peter, how could you? You should have known better than that. Jesus did not rub it in for Peter. He simply asked him 3 times, Peter, do you love me? And 3 times, Thomas had to humble himself, acknowledge his fault, Peter that is, and said, I love you, Jesus. You know that I love you. So in the same way, this time, Jesus appeared to Thomas, and he looked at Thomas, and he did not rub it into Thomas either. He said, Thomas, come here. And Thomas, perhaps, if we were there, he would say something like this. No, 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 I'm sorry. I believe. I just said it out of jest. I was mad, but I'm okay now. Jesus said, no, you come over here. And then Jesus made him put his hand into his finger into his hand and the palm into his side. As to the question why Thomas wasn't there, because he was perhaps crushed, stressed out. He left. Perhaps he's a good example for many of us Catholics. When we are angry at the church, or we are mad at the priest because he said something insensitive, or maybe we have a misunderstanding with a fellow parishioners, and we leave. We don't come back to the church. And I've heard people say this before, why do I have to go to Mass? I can just pray at home and go into my room and pray. It's just the same. I remember this one priest used this example one time. He said, he was at the bonfire, and a Catholic told him that. And so he recently took one of the firewoods that was still burning. He took it out from the bonfire. He put it on the stone. And within 5 or 10 minutes, that wood that was burning now is extinguished because it did not have the heat generated from the other firewoods to keep it burning. For it to keep burning, it has to generate, help other firewoods to burn, and other firewoods have to generate the same heat to keep it burning. So the same thing with Catholic. We cannot say, I can be a good Catholic on my own. If we leave the church, we'll be like Thomas. We'll miss Jesus altogether when he appeared to us. And so this time when Jesus came and he asked Thomas to touch him, and Thomas uttered the famous, the most profound faith statement that's still echoing down through the centuries, "My Lord and my God." And it is only in the Eucharist where us Catholics can utter the same faith statement when the priest elevates the consecrated host and the consecrated wine, and we silently, although silently, we pounded our chest and we said, "My Lord and my God." We cannot say that at home without the Blessed Sacrament, because Jesus is in the Blessed Sacrament. And so Jesus did not reprimand Thomas. He said, "Blessed are you because you've seen, and that's why you believe. But even more blessed for those who do not see and yet believe." And so through Thomas, we are blessed for all eternity because we have not seen and we have believed. And so as we gather here today on the second week of the Divine Mercy, we see how Jesus showed mercy to Peter by forgiving him, asking him only, "Do you love me?" And today we hear how Jesus showed his mercy to Thomas by not questioning him, but only ask him to come and to see. And so he forgave them. So we ask Jesus also to bestow his divine mercy on all of us, to call us back when we are led astray, that we never abandon the church, abandon the sacraments God has given to us, but that we need to come together, that we might be able to utter that statement of faith, "My Lord and my God." We ask St. Thomas' intercession to pray for all of us, that we will never have any kind of perhaps misunderstanding or perhaps sadness that it caused us to leave the church. But we always will come back like he did and be able to touch the Christ that has died and has risen for us to give us that new life. That we might be able to utter the same faith statement like Thomas did, "My Lord and my God." Let us now stand and pray. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing in the victory of our Lord and Savior, we come before God with our prayers for all those in need.
That we may boldly witness to what we believe without having seen, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
for leaders of nations, that they may temper justice with mercy in the treatment of all their citizens. We pray to the Lord. For all those who are newly initiated into the church at the Easter Vigil, that their faith may bring new life to the body of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For those whose faith has been shaken or has been overtaken by doubt, that they may see the risen Lord in our community and in the way that we treat one another, we pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the living and deceased members of the Bekabe and Fiachrial family tree, and for the eternal repose of the souls of Katie Marsh, Ciro Cid Lopez, and Rolando René Cuevas, and also special intentions for Brian Holden and his family, and for René Palacios, and also Mary Ellen Miller. Let us pray to the Lord. Now, my dear friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
O Lord, our God, source of divine mercy, look upon your people with favor in times of trouble. Listen to the prayers we make today and grant them through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice and join hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept, O Lord, we pray, the oblations of your people that renew by confessions of your name and by baptism, that may attain unending happiness through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restore our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with angelic hosts sing together in the hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to his setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence will realize our unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants, Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.